Hey, it's Ahmed here, and today we are going to talk about a thrilling journey into the world of threat hunting. Imagine yourself as a digital detective, shifting through the logs and your environment landscape to outsmart unseen adversaries. And since you already know about the podcast, I assume that you are already familiar with the term adversary. And adversaries are the cyber gangs or cyber criminals who want to invade your network. And with bad guys around, that's why we need our heroes who defend our network. And this is what they do every day. I mean the defenders, of course, and threat hunters. So, let's decode and understand the internals behind this art. Grab your gears. We are going hunting. You're listening to The Cyber Riddler, where we decipher the offensive and defensive side of the cyber world. I'm Ahmed Mraba. Threat hunting might sound like we are stalking cyber monsters in the digital forest, and well, it's not far off. But to understand it, let's start with the basics. Threat hunting is a proactive cybersecurity practice, and instead of waiting for alarms to go off, threat hunters search for hidden threats that slip past traditional security measures. It's like knowing there is a needle in the haystack and diving into finding it before it pricks someone. Hunters form some sort of hypothesis based on their knowledge of adversaries and environments, and then investigate to prove or disprove these theories. But it's not about having the right tools, it's about the hacker's mindset or the mindset in general. You are like Sherlock Holmes in cyberspace, piecing together clues from different data logs, network patterns, and anomalies. And you think from a hacker perspective. Not only that, you are trying to think outside the box, to try to change some vulnerable component in your network and think if someone has tampered with it. Now, let's step into a story that illustrates just how crucial this can be. But before we jump into this exciting story, let's take a brief detour into cybersecurity terminology and describe what is threat hunting. So, threat hunting is like doing a project on your security logs, and like threat detection, threat hunting is a manual investigation effort that starts with expert defenders coming up with theses like, if there was a threat actor in the system, what he can do. Not having to describe anything more than just a theory means that threat hunting can be effective at catching the ghost in the environment. So, let's dive into the story. This story is from Snowflake's own security team. The team had been spending time studying hackers' toolkit, especially those that were breaking new ground in attacking infrastructure hosted in AWS. One of these toolkits was the PACO offensive framework released by Renault Labs. Analysis of these attack tools guided the threat hunting tactics that would soon pay off. Historically, hacker groups at all levels tend to read the same literature and even reuse the same toolkit. Trust me, they use the same open source toolkit at all times. The Iranian APT group known as Copy Kittens, for example, successfully compromised targets using the open source Metasploit toolkit and trial version of its commercial cousin, CobalStrike. By studying PACO's payload, the Snowflake security team knew what kind of access denied error would be triggered by the use of the hacking tool in its environment. A red team exercise was initiated a few months later without the knowledge of the most member of the security team. The higher penetration testers, using techniques that had proven successful at previous engagements elsewhere, began feeling around the environment. The reconnaissance techniques, however, had been influenced by the same payloads studied by the team and tripped alarms that pointed Snowflake's threat hunters to the activity of the red team. Having logged data from both the servers and the cloud environment in one Snowflake database enabled the hunt team to investigate related activities and quickly uncover the pentesters. In a brief session after the exercise was completed, members of the red team wrote, "Wow, I'm really curious what tipped them off. If it was an access denied error, and what he means by that, he accidentally ran a command from the wrong profile, and then he completed, or just the IP address that looked out of the ordinary or related to us. We were not doing much more than listing directories and checking permissions. So they didn't do anything except for one wrong command from the wrong profile, and then the access denied error that were studied tipped them off." The exercise demonstrated the importance of research and preparation for effective threat hunting. With that, you can measure and study many things that could be flagged and can be used by attackers in your environment. Another form of preparation involves the data serving the threat hunters. Your adversaries will move from endpoints to corporate directories to cloud APIs and back again. This means hunting them down require unifying and normalizing data from all systems that may be involved. Achieving and maintaining comprehensive visibility is an important challenge to tackle. As shown in the story, a rich set of security data that analyzed with attacker's technique in mind enables hunting down threats in a broad range of scenarios. Instead of defenders needing to succeed all the time, an attacker needing to succeed just once, you can flip the script and you can flip the coin and apply pressure on the bad guys. If they slip up just once, you will have them and they will be cut immediately. You have been listening to The Cyber Riddler. Threat hunting is fun, but you have to be updated all of the time to tackle the bad guys. Share this episode with anyone you think he or she could be interested in this topic. Follow us on X at Al-Murabi, A-L-M-O-R-A-B-E-A, and Cyber Riddler. See you in the next episode.